It's been 8 years since No Child Left Behind expired, and Congress failed to reauthorize it. But ever since 2013, New Hampshire has been operating under a waiver exempting it from some of the penalties that No Child Left Behind levied on underperforming schools. And according to Catherine Brown, Vice President of Education Policy at the left-leaning Center for American Progress, many of the provisions of that waiver were codified in the new bill.
Like under waivers, states will have to identify the bottom 5% of schools. They'll have to identify high schools where less than two-thirds of students are graduating and schools where subgroups of students are chronically struggling. And then they'll have to use evidence-based interventions to help these target schools.
President Obama is expected to sign the bill into law tomorrow. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.